Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I am Ishadrita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, and today we will be discussing if the Narendra Modi government will face a united opposition in the winter session of the Parliament. The session, as most of you know, is scheduled to begin today, 29th November, and is expected to continue till 23rd December. And while a few important bills like those related to the repeal of the farm laws, cryptocurrency regulation, data privacy and extension of terms for CBI and ED chiefs are expected to be tabled and discussed, it is the coordination between the opposition on the floor of the House that will be closely watched. Why? Well, mostly because it may give a hint about whether the larger opposition still sees the Congress party as its leader in this session of the Parliament, and also 2.5 years from now when the big battle of 2024 comes around. Until now, while most opposition parties have listed out similar issues that they will raise in the Parliament, like price rise, Chinese incursions and farmers' demand for MSP, most of them have not given a clear answer on the coordination between opposition parties. Central to this infighting within the opposition is, of course, the bitter and gradually worsening relations between the Congress and the Trinamool Congress. As part of its drive to expand its national footprint, the Mamata Banerjee-led TMC has inducted senior Congress leaders from various states, and the Congress, of course, is not happy about it. The TMC's latest high-profile Congress induction has been former Meghalaya Chief Minister Mukul Sangma, who joined the party with 11 other MLAs in Meghalaya last week. Sangma's move made the TMC the principal opposition in the Meghalaya Assembly overnight, replacing the Congress, which is now left with just 5 MLAs in the Assembly, from its original tally of 21 after the 2018 state elections. Next, senior Congress leader Mallikarjun Kharge had written to the leaders of opposition in both houses of parliament, calling for a meeting on 29th November, an hour before the winter session begins. Kharge mentioned that an invite had been sent to the TMC as well. However, on Sunday, TMC MP Sudeep Bandyopadhyay confirmed to reporters that his party will not be attending the meeting. TMC's leader in the Rajya Sabha, MP Derek O'Brien, said that unlike parties like the RJD, DMK and the left, which are electoral allies of the Congress, or the NCP, Shiv Sena and the JMM that are running a government with it, the dynamics of the TMC's relationship with the Congress are different. Hence, he said, while there will be opposition unity in the parliament, this unity will be based on common issues raised by the opposition. However, given the caveats that O'Brien and the TMC have presented, this unity looks like it will largely remain on paper. Therefore, it is expected that this session, like the previous monsoon session, will see walkouts, intermittent adjournments, and in general, a lot of chaos. The Congress has also planned a Mehengai Hatao rally to be led by Rahul and Sonia Gandhi, bang in the middle of the Parliament session on 12th December. As Parliament proceedings begin, leaders of other parties may also engage in other similar displays of dissent against the Modi government, which certainly is an important part of democracy. But that could once again leave legislation pending, or the government might use its majority to pass them if the opposition is not present in the House, or if it can't unite. That's all I have for you right now, but we will be watching the developments closely in the days to come and bring you all the latest. This is Ishadrita Lahiri, Principal Correspondent at The Print, bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.